This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Say toxic traits, say toxic everything, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about if you were raised by a narcissist. So many people want me to do a video talking to the people who are raised by narcissists or toxic parents and whatnot. And this is today's video. This is today what today's video is going to be on. If you are raised by a toxic parent, what to do? What happened? How do you cope? How do you deal? And things like that. First of all, if you had a toxic narcissistic parent, understand this right here, y'all. You do not get to pick who raises you. You don't get to pick who you were birthed to. You don't get to pick who you were born to or how things came to be. You don't get to choose any of that. You don't get to pick your parents. You know, it's not like you right before you're born or created, or you know, right before the date of conception, like you go into like go into God's office and pick your parents. It's like, okay, little Lee, here's the assembly line rolling. You're an African American male. Let's get you two African American parents. Assembly line. Them two. Here you go, right here. Like you playing a little. You're not playing the claw game, like from Toy Story, and picking your parents. The claw. You know that you're not doing that to pick your parents. You did not choose your parents. You did not choose. You don't get to choose who raises you. You just do not. It's not your responsibility to be raised. That's just how it goes. It's not your responsibility to pick your parents or try to parent your parents. You can't do that, y'all. It is not fair. Some people get great, kind, caring, nurturing parents. But you might have got some toxic parents who were emotionally disconnected. One or both parents were emotionally disconnected. One parent could have been toxic. The other one could have been enabling their behaviors in some way, shape, or form. But if you understand narcissistic or toxic abuse or whatever, you understand that maybe your parent was an enabler. Maybe the other parent that's not a narcissist, maybe they weren't an enabler. Maybe they were just super codependent and were a victim of narcissistic abuse. Like, cause if you think about it, the narcissistic person, if one of your parents is a narcissist and the other one isn't, they're a victim just like you. You see what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to get in any kind of space or grace. I'm just saying to think about it from that perspective right there. A lot of narcissists and toxic people raise their kids. Like, they might hate their kids. They might actually be jealous of their kids. So many people ask me, do narcissists love their children? Some absolutely do not, y'all. Some of them do not love their children. Some narcissistic parents absolutely do not love their parents. I mean, love their children. They just don't. They act as such. They act like it. You know what I mean? They act like they don't love their parents. They act like they don't love their children. So many people ask me that question. I'm like, how did they treat you? If you were to treat your kids just like that toxic parent treated you, would you say you loved your children? Sometimes the answer is going to be no. Like, hell no. My mom didn't love me. My dad didn't love me. And that hurts. It sucks that my parents didn't love me. But what if you flip it out here, y'all? If you were raised by a toxic parent, what if you flip it on its head to help you heal? If this helped you heal. What if they loved you in the only way that they knew how to love you? What if they loved you to the capacity of their heart, but their heart is small or their heart is limited. Their emotional capacity is limited. So they gave you the little bit of love that they did have. But I'm not saying, look, I'm not trying to justify anything that they did to you. You might have had a horrible, terrible parent. But sometimes it's easier sometimes it can help you heal to think that your parent loved you in the best way that they could love you. And that just wasn't enough. You see what I'm saying? They wasn't nowhere near enough. That might help you heal. It might help you heal to think that your parent hated you. Either way, you know what I mean? That's how it goes. If you're dealing with a narcissist, like if you didn't choose to be born, y'all. You didn't choose it. You narcissistic parents make you feel like, if you were raised by a narcissist, you understand that a narcissistic parent, toxic parent, is going to make you feel like your birth is you signing your name on a loan. They're going to make it sound like your birth, like They're gonna make it sound like you being born means you are in debt to them. They make you feel like you are indebted to them for the rest of your existence, because without them, your existence would not be possible. So your life is a loan to them. They treat you like your life is a loan to them. Like you should be grateful for every single thing that you get from them, even though it might be the bare minimum of being a parent. You see what I'm saying? If you're raised by a narcissistic parent, you probably didn't get the love that you needed as a child, whether they loved you or not. You probably didn't get the emotional validation that you needed as a kid, whether you know it or not. If you were raised by a narcissistic parent, you might have ended up with a narcissistic partner, because that narcissistic partner reminds you of said narcissistic parent or parents. You see what I'm saying? I sound like a preacher. What am I voice? Who am I right now? Who am I? You see what I'm saying? Just heal, y'all. Heal. Sometimes it's best to cut that narcissistic toxic parent off. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it depends on who you're dealing with. That's the way it goes, y'all. That's the way it goes. This really is the way it goes and whatnot. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's the dynamic. That's the life you have to live. That's what you have to deal with. You know what I mean? That's the dynamic. That's the part that, like, it really is, y'all. It's like I said, you might have got raised to worship your parents. You know what I mean? And you might have just tried to idolize. You might have idolized your toxic parent and just wanted them to love you, but they never ever. Nothing you do could ever be enough. Nothing you did will ever be enough. Nothing will ever be enough to that dynamic. Nothing will be enough. Nothing you do for your parent will be enough. Ever be enough? They won't be proud of you. Because if they're proud of you, they mean sometimes if they feel like they're proud, as a parent myself, as a toxic parent, as a narcissist that is a parent myself, sometimes, like, I used to get caught up before therapy. I just remember thinking about this. I used to get caught up thinking if I told my son I was proud of him, that would mean I, you know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was going to be better than me. Yeah, my mind used to work so horrible. It worked horrible. I'm so thankful for therapy. Like, that's what I want some toxic parents to see these videos and be like, damn, I really neglected my kid. Let me take my ass to therapy and be better for the rest of my life. Maybe my kid will cut me off, but I need to be better for me. Because toxic parents, some of them literally were raised by toxic parents. Did you have a toxic grandparent? Do you have a toxic anything? Do you have a toxic anybody in your life that's toxic as hell that you're dealing with, that you have going on? You know what I mean? Do you know? Like I said, I feel like if you were raised by a toxic parent, what could also help you heal and get past it, or one of your parents that was toxic neglected you and abandoned you. You know what I mean? What if that happened right there? What if your toxic parent neglected or abandoned you? Like, you didn't know you're a toxic parent. Sometimes. Would have helped me, because my father was super neglectful. I knew who he was. He was not a father. He was more of a friend you saw every once in a while that lived with my grandma. You know what I mean? He was an absent parent that was present sometimes. He was not a father. I did not call him dad. I still do not call him dad to this day. You know what I mean? But what has helped me heal is to understand that he himself went through trauma. You know, like, why the hell is he this way? Why doesn't anything I do make this man proud of me? Why doesn't anything I do make this man happy or say, son, I'm proud of you. Good job. Why can't I get a good job for my own goddamn daddy? You know what I mean? They used to bug me. I told my therapist, I was like, I hate this man because it bugs me that why can't he be proud of me ever? I'm doing it. I'm on TV. I'm doing this. I'm successful. I'm doing this. I'm a successful real estate. People know my name over here in North Carolina. I'm from Reedsville, North Carolina. You know. And the therapist like, what about his dad? What about his mom? Did he know his dad? Did he know his mom? I was like, oh, definitely. He know his mom. He know his mom because my grandma, you know, he lived with my grandma until she passed away. You know, what about his dad? You know his dad? I don't know his dad. I can't talk to him. I'm not going to get any information for him. So I'm sitting there stuck. I get on Ancestry.com. I put my dad's name in there. I put my grandma's name in there. And just so happens, my grandpa, like, because she was married. And my grandma was married, and her name was on his death certificate. His death certificate popped up. My grandpa unalived himself at seven when my dad was 7 years old. Went down at 5:30 on a Monday morning. Went down and put one of them things to his head, and took his own life. And guess who found him? Little my dad at 7 or 8 years old found him. And guess what? Finding your dad with a hole in his head, smoking, unalived at 5:30 in the morning. You got to go to school in 2 hours. You know what I mean? That damages a kid. That traumatizes a kid. So guess what happens? He grows up. He's emotionally neglected. My grandma might not have been emotionally there because her husband unalived himself. Their household might have been neglectful there, y'all. Let's be real. Understand it. And that, because I understood where he came from, it helped me forgive him and helped me heal because I had a toxic, neglectful parent. People ask me all the time, was your mom your dad? My mom is not a toxic woman, y'all. My mom is just, she's my mom. I love my mom. I love my dad, too. I do love him. I do love him. I love him for who he is, you know, honestly. But because this is how this is what I got from Tony Robbins right here, y'all. And this is what I got from Tony Robbins. Whatever, like, you know, this is what I got from Tony Robbins. If my dad would have been the person I needed him to be, or if my dad would have been the father that I wanted him to be, I wouldn't be the good person that I've become right now. I wouldn't be the person I am right now. I know people go, good person, you're nurses. I challenge you to find somebody who's helped more people than me in the field of narcissistic toxic abuse. Other than Dr. Romney and maybe Sam Wagner, name somebody else who's touched more lives than me on this journey right here. You can't, I've done some bad things, but I'm not a bad person. And I would not be where I am right. I would not be in the position I am right now. I would not have the understanding of who I am right now. I would not have be in the power. You know, if he would have been who I wanted him to be, I wouldn't be the person I need to be. Tony Robbins says, blame more effectively. He said, if you're going to blame him for all the stuff that he put you through, you got to blame him for the good person you became. I was like, oh my goodness, my stomach hurt. Made my head spin. I wouldn't be as ambitious as I was, it would be, because a lot of my ambition is fueled by being better than him. If I wouldn't have been so mad, I'm going to be a better parent than he ever was. If I would have been so angry at him being a neglectful parent, I wouldn't have wanted to work on myself to be a better parent for my kids. You see what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. Things happen I'm not telling you the abuse happened for a reason, but things happen for a reason. And you believe in a higher power, look up and just work, y'all. You didn't deserve what you went through as a child. You absolutely did not. You didn't deserve to have one toxic ass parent and one that just wouldn't leave. You know what I mean? You deserve better. You're not responsible for how you were raised, but at the end of the day, you're responsible for how you are as an adult right now. You have to put the work in right now. You have to want to grow right now from this moment right now to go forward, onward and upward. You can't go back. What's back? What's behind you? What's behind you? Heal, y'all. Seriously. Rant over. Thank y'all for tuning into this episode. I hope this episode helped bring y'all some peace and some clarity to if you were raised by a toxic parent, toxic narcissistic parent. Anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning in. Also, I know people going to ask, you could have picked up some toxic traits from your toxic parents. So you might not be a narcissist, but you could pick up some toxic traits from surviving in a toxic household. Work on that. Be better. Acknowledge that it exists. Or you could become a super empath, whatever y'all call it nowadays. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. As always, go and cop your I'm Free shirt because you're free. These are the links in the description. This is the I Love Me brand right here. I'm free. I'm worthy. I'm thriving, whatever. And also, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon as well. Check this out. You don't want to miss this right here. Amazon, search Lee Hammack Self-Love on there. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.